Well, it was a tough weekend for Chris Christie. On Friday, the man at the center of the George Washington Bridge scandal alleged that evidence exists that the governor had knowledge of the lane closures when they were happening. Christie was in the spotlight several times during the Super Bowl weekend, uncomfortably so at times. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joins us now to give us an update. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Sturris.
So as the head of the state hosting the Super Bowl, how did it go for Governor Christie during this big weekend in the national spotlight?
Not very well at all. I mean, it was supposed to be a huge weekend for him. This was his home state. He barely even tweeted. It began on Friday, late Friday afternoon. A bombshell letter was released from David Wildstein's lawyer, David Wildstein, a key figure in Bridgegate. Wildstein said evidence exists that Christie knew of lane closures when they happened. Then Christie went to Howard Stern's birthday party, where he introduced Bon Jovi for Wanted Dead or Alive, of all things, and then he dodged reporters in and out. He was booed on Saturday in Times Square at a Super Bowl event. As far as I could tell, that might be the first time he's ever heard boos as governor directed at him. Right before the game started, a fifth staffer resigned. It was announced that Christina Renna, who was an underling in the of Bridget Kelly, Christie's deputy chief of staff, who had already resigned, she's now resigned. So that's five people who have lost their jobs. And then he went to the game with Rudy Giuliani and his family, but didn't really make any big public appearances while he was there. It wasn't the weekend Christie was hoping for.
So, Matt, what has the governor had to say about that somewhat vague letter from David Wildstein's lawyer saying that Christie knew about the lane closures?
Well, first, on Friday, his press people sent out a statement saying that the letter confirmed that what Christie has always said is that he heard about the lane closures from the press coverage. We're not sure if that's press coverage the day the lane closures ended. That was when the first article ran about the lane closures, or a few weeks later. He's given us different time frames in different public statements. Then on Saturday, his people sent a letter to supporters that was absolutely attacking David Wildstein. Even going back to comments that his high school teacher made about him, indicating he's not a credible person. And this obviously ignores the fact that Christie had made him a high-up appointee for nearly 4 years, and that he was considered to be the governor's eyes and ears of the Port Authority, and that he had great power from that connection, which we learned in his testimony before the legislature and has also been confirmed by our reporting.
So what's next in the investigation of the lane closures at the George Washington Bridge? Today, we should mention, is the deadline for documents that have been subpoenaed in this investigation to be turned over, right?
That's right. But we don't know if we're going to see all of those documents immediately. Usually the Democrats who control the committee take a look at them before releasing them. And there also might be extensions that are granted by some of those who have been subpoenaed. On Wednesday, also, the feds are getting their responses to the subpoenas. So this all means that information is going to come out, whether it ties to the Fort Lee traffic jam. We don't know, but it's likely to have other things in there that the governor doesn't want us to see. I mean, they're trying to get all information from Christie's campaign, and there could be embarrassing things on there just talking about, you know, political people in New Jersey that could be vulgar or snarky or just extremely partisan.
And just to wrap up, Matt, is Christie in more trouble now than he was a few weeks ago?
Well, it seems that way. I mean, the word impeachment is being used more readily by editorial boards and legislators. But in reality, there is no more explicit evidence than there was 3 weeks ago. There's no new smoking gun since, quote, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. But there's more drip, drip, drip of new information. And then there's also another investigation going into Christie's distribution of Sandy aid and whether he was withholding aid to Hoboken in exchange for a redevelopment deal. So there's a lot of drip, drip of innuendo out there, but nothing new necessarily.
Matt Katz is a reporter for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, Sturris.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.